hopefully make some jewelry.
How are things down in your neck of the woods, Randy?
Oh, it's not. It's kind of slow, really. I'm having my sign front redone the last couple of days, but it's a good time because there's not a lot going on, you know. So.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. So, what are you just having it updated, or they're doing a brand?
Yeah,
new?
It's actually the store's been here since 1953, and basically I have not changed the sign. I'm just kind of getting it refurbished a little bit, you know, repainted on the. It's got black tile at the top.
Okay.
So I'm just getting to repaint it and kind of redo the bottom part, you know. But I've kept it. I've kept the original aura of this like it was original. I just hate to change it, you know. But
oh,
I'm
yeah.
Kind of getting it, you know, kind of refurbished a little bit.
Is that a brick building or what kind of building is that?
Well, it's brick on top and it's got, you know, like it's got like a two feet black tile, glass tile, which you don't see anymore. And then it's got the name painted on it, then it's got windows, and
oh,
it's got
yeah,
a little
yeah,
brick
yeah.
at the little brick at the bottom, you know. It's true 50s. You know, that's
I'm looking
thing, you know?
Yeah, is the I'm doing the Google Street View.
Oh yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the so do you still have that Savannah unique auction next to you?
Well, it just sold. The guy that owned that died about during COVID. And his son kept it, but he didn't do anything with it. So it's this guy that bought it's out there talking to the sign painter now. I think they're going to leave the little facade thing on top, but they're going to repaint it. It's like a gamer's guild. I don't know if you know what that is. It's these guys coming in. They have like laptop games and they have trading cards. Which
wish
it could have been something else, but that's what it's in. I think his wife's going to put like a bakery in there too. So you know that might create a little activity. You know.
Yeah. What's the door next to you? Like so? If I'm looking facing your store,
yeah.
And there's like a door right there. Where does that door go to?
Well. See, my dad moved here in 53. Well, in
right.
54, the building next to him, this building, and where you see that little door, it had upstairs, and the upstairs burned, and they chose not to rebuild the upstairs in these three buildings. That was actually the stairwell. That door you're seeing was actually a stairwell. So we just used it for storage. We share it with the lady next door at the boutique. Just for storage, but it was a stairwell back in the early 50s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
but
they,
it did. It burned. So.
So, like, there was a whole apartment on top of there? So there was, like, a whole floor?
Well, there is now in the other buildings that people have little studio apartments. I think there was an upstairs. I think my dad said it was like a studio, a portrait studio upstairs over him, and then I think and there was businesses upstairs, you know, up there, you know, yeah,
huh.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was before I was born, but you know,
yeah,
yeah.
It's a
cute
little
town. But it
would have
been nice if that had, yeah. Well, it's a neat little, and they're doing a whole lot of things. I mean, it's really nice. They've got a lot of all the flower pots and little signs and lighting. I mean, it's a historical little town, you know. But we could have used years ago. The planters could have thought and tried to get more industry in here, you know.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to make it into a retirement community and like tourism. You know, we're on the river and the lake, and retiring, there's a whole lot of people that have, you know, moved here and retired. You know, a lot of people from the West Coast, Washington, Oregon, California, they're trying to escape, you know, get away from the high taxes.
Get away from that, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Tennessee has no state income tax. That's attractive. And our property taxes are probably a tenth of what they were paying out there, you know. So a lot of new people from East Coast and West Coast are settling to Tennessee. Tennessee's a huge destination for that.
Oh, yeah, the Tennessee River is not very far from you.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, even the whole state, like Nashville, East Tennessee, I mean, the taxes are cheaper here, so we have a lot of folks,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, my guy over in McMinnville, he's told me that a lot of people have moved from, like, some of those expensive states.
Yeah, well, like your state, for one, I have two or three couples that have moved here lately. Well, the last few months from New York, you know, because and then we have a ton that's moved here. We have people in church from Washington, Oregon, you know, same reason, same thing,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, yeah, it is expensive. Same with, like, the Midwest. I know a lot of people from, like, California and that moved to, like, the Midwest. And
they have.
And, like, Wyoming and Montana, like, especially from, like, California and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But
I think it's not only the taxes. I think it's the political scene. That's
sure.
a lot of
yeah.
it. The belief, you know, they don't jive
they don't
with
know.
Their beliefs, you know.
Right,
you
yeah.
know?
And it's a better way of living, if you ask me.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah.
Yeah, so. All
and
right.
crime's low, you know.
Oh, yeah. Bad. Yeah, crime is definitely low for your area.
Yeah.
But. All right, well, let me get rocking and rolling. I hope
okay.
you have a wonderful day, and if there's anything while I'm gone that you need, just let me know. I get credit for everything, okay?
Okay, I will, yeah.
All right,
sure.
All right, take care.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, bye.